All right, guys, I got a real treat for you guys. I got Seismic City in the house with us. Guys, thanks for coming over and chatting with us.
Oh, yeah, obviously, yeah.
Being from the area, like, how important was, like, Prince's influence to you guys to become musicians? And were you lucky enough to ever get to play for him, around him? Was he in the building? Was he in the same town when you were playing?
Well, I mean, we're not all from Minneapolis. We're all from, actually, yeah.
None of us, actually, yeah.
I digress.
Yeah, like, obviously, myself, Austin, bass player, I'm from Ohio.
Yeah.
Matt, you're from...
North Dakota.
Yep.
And I'm me and Zach, we're from Michigan.
Yeah, the heavy Prince influence didn't really start on us until we moved out here and really indulged in the Minneapolis music scene and what it really had to offer. And started playing with a lot more funk bands. And,
How'd you come up with the name Seismic City? That's like super, super unique.
Yeah, I was drunk and I... That's pretty much it. I just said it.
Yeah, it's actually like a weird electronic song demo that Matt like put together. We were coming up with names for that. And like Dave brought that up. Ended up becoming
I don't know about that.
It's really unique because I mean there's so many names out there and none of them to the point that some of them get lost in the shuffle and not really grab you. And then
Seismic
City, you know, then people are like that could be a great song or like what the hell's a Seismic City?
It's so great because like a lot of things. Like for instance, like our bank account and things like seismic savings,
right?
Things like that. Like it works. It works a lot for different things.
Like, right. So you like have a whole brand.
Yeah.
We have a store exactly. called the Seismic Store where you can go purchase all of our merch and physical and digital copies of our music.
Yep.
Very nice. So having moved to the area then and kind of got around the funk bands and whatnot and felt that vibe that's here, because it's not like anywhere else. Like I'm from the St. Louis area and the vibe that is here is not the same vibe down there.
Yeah.
You can walk down any block around here and you can like feel like totally cool. But in St. Louis, if you walk down the one cool block and go a little bit too far and make a left, you might not make it home. So like just the vibe and everything here and then with... Getting to meet Jelly Bean and coming here. You guys were here for his birthday.
Yeah.
Did that amazing cover of Little Red Corvette with him, which was really cool.
Thank you.
Everybody can pull a Prince cover off.
Thank you.
Yeah.
We're seeing that now with the albums that are coming out. And people are trying to be Prince. And like, shut up. So how important is it to come not only to support Bean, but also to party and recognize the influence of Prince tonight here at this particular party?
It's super important.
Honor.
Yeah, it's an honor. It's the only thing that matters, you know. I mean, we're here to play and have a good time, but at the end of the day, we're here to honor a legend, you know, and we're here to play with up-and-coming legends and play with Jelly Bean, and you know what I mean? So it's amazing.
And
we're happy to be here.
Most people are doing a cover of some sort tonight. Like, what song did you guys pick, and why did you go with that song?
Well, we have two. Yeah, we have two covers right now. So like we're doing Raspberry Beret, and then we're also doing 1999.
Okay. Yeah, Jelly Bean's gonna play.
Really excited for that.
He actually just mentioned to me 10 minutes ago that that's one of his favorite Prince songs. So
yeah,
awesome.
That's very cool. Yeah, and the cool thing is like we're putting our own kind of spin on them. Like we're keeping it towards like the actual. What do you want to call it? like composition or like structure of like the normal song, but we're all putting our own spin on it.
Yeah, that was the cool thing about Little Red Corvette. It wasn't a karaoke version of Little Red Corvette.
Yeah.
Like it was definitely Seismic City's version of Little Red Corvette, which was cool because a lot of people try to do the karaoke version or try to do their version, and it's like, no, just do your version.
It's never going to be as good, and it's just, it will always fall short if you try to do it exactly.
Yeah,
right.
Don't try to do like a copy-paste version of it. Like, learn the song and then do it your way.
Absolutely.
And then with the record that you guys have out and you're doing a lot of touring and stuff, are there new projects brewing right now or are you still going off of this record? And
we're still playing out with this record quite a bit, but we have a home studio. Three out of the four of us live together, so we have the ability to rehearse and record all at home, and so we do a lot of demos and stuff at home. So we're working on like another 6-song EP, and then we're going to go to Winterland Studios out in Maple Grove, Minnesota here, and then cut that there and hopefully have it done by the end of the year.
I know the stuff that I played for you guys on the station, which is a little bit gets away from the funk and stuff, which is cool for me because I love all different genres. My listeners were like, hey, cool, this isn't this guy or that guy, and like it's just good music. And so it's cool when they appreciate it because I play whether they do or not. I don't give a shit. But it's awesome that they can get with it too. So you guys are definitely on the right track, and I appreciate the support and letting me get a hold of the music to get it played for these guys because I think all the artists that are in Minneapolis right now, at least the ones that I've gotten to hear and gotten to be friends with, like should be on the top 10 charts in every genre that they play. and yet we've got all the bullshit on the real radio. So yeah. we've got to support you guys because that's where the real music's at, and all that bullshit that I play the same song 20 times a day is just ridiculous.
Yeah,
so
yeah, I mean, formula. Yeah, we really can't say it enough. Just like thank you, like all the support and everything. It's been amazing. Like we just kind of try to do what we do.
You know, like the last year or whatever, it was getting hard. You know, we were having trouble finding gigs, and you know, it was tough. And then you know when. We met Marty and Jellybean and stuff, and they kind of like embraced us in that way. Things started picking up for us a lot, and we just can't thank them enough. And we appreciate being here.
Yeah, I look forward to seeing you guys again. That was my first introduction, was back in November, and was just blown away because most of the acts were the funk acts and whatnot. So to see you guys and then Corey Medina, it was like, holy shit, okay, cool. So we're going this way now, and it was a nice break in the action. And I got to get a hold of these guys. I got to get this music on my station because everybody that's here is just amazing. You guys encompass the real musicians and the real music, and I hate all that processed stuff. And I don't play any of it on my station. I won't get that shit out of here. And so thanks for keeping music alive in a time when you could just mumble some shit into a microphone and hit a computer key and put something out and probably sell more records.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
So guys, have a great show tonight. I'm looking forward to seeing you, and you know, anything else that comes about, we're all connected on Facebook, let me know. And
of course.
Yeah.
You got an avenue.
Obviously.
I got you.
Yeah. Do you mind if we do a little bit of shameless promotion?
Go ahead.
For ourselves? Yeah. Like check us out on like seismiccityband.com. We're also on Spotify, Apple Music,
Facebook,
everything like that. Facebook.
We're on Instagram, too. Yeah. If you want to look us up on Instagram, it is just Seismic City, no spaces, no numbers. That's it.
Yeah, get
we're online, so I know like iTunes takes a chunk, and this one takes a chunk, and this one takes a chunk. Where can they get your music where you guys get the biggest piece of the pie?
So please, please, please go to the seismiccityband.com and go to our Seismic store, super easy to remember, Seismic store. All of our digital downloads and physical copies and t-shirts are mailed from us personally by hand. The digital downloads, everything goes to us. So please, if that's where you want to do and that's where you want to support, go there.
We get all those notifications. We get all those emails. So we will always reply everything for that. And we will send it out ourselves to that with a little personalization to it every time.
So guys, go to their page and order their stuff. I mean, you know, we're all addicted to iTunes and we're all addicted to the streaming sites. But we want to make sure these guys get the biggest piece of that pie. So go get it from them and then stream it all you want everywhere else. But get it from them first. So that these guys can make more records and put more stuff out for us because it's good shit and we need to support that. So guys, again, have a great show. Can't wait for the next stuff that comes out, and we continue to play what you've got out now. And yeah, you guys might see them live on Facebook later. You might not. You should have got a ticket because again, Seismic City, guys. Thank you.
Thank you.
Yeah, thank you so much.